Jack McLamb Show. This is the Jack McLamb's Aid and Abet, and obviously we don't have Jack McLamb here today. This is the Marine out of Arkansas, Drew Malone Raines III, sitting in for Jack. He had to take his lovely wife for an unexpected visit at the local hospital and called me and asked to sit in. So we've got a little fast show running this evening. And I've got a presentation I want to bring to you about some investigative work I've done on Mr. Shurkov and some other issues that have been brought forth. First thing I would like to do is to let you let all of you get out there on your computers and look up War is a Racket by Smedley Darlington Butler. We'll highlight that in a few seconds. And I want to thank Dan last night from calling in from Wisconsin on the hate crime bell. Dan left a phone number, area code 202-224-5225. This is the Office of the Committee of the Judiciary in Washington, D.C., and voice your opinions about this hate crime legislation. This needs to be put a stop. You just tell these people that you're against the hate crime bill and ask them not to to bring this forward. For every person that calls in, that they calculate that down to be at least 1,000 American citizens that disagree, that don't have the guts to call in. And here at RBN, the listeners are well-educated, as John Stadtmiller said in his last presentation, that he has judges and lawyers and executive officials listening to the show, and I'm praying that they continue to listen to Jack McLamb's show and get the feedback, and we can all network together to get the truth out there. And as John said in his last show, the RBN is moving forward and expanding, and we need to support the shows and support those hosts and support RBN to get the facts out there, get the truth. We have to network if we want to survive. Otherwise, Rome fell, we will fall. As the gentleman said in the last hour, which was a fantastic show if you had your calculator sitting around, we went from 1776 to 1980 in that process of time to run the federal deficit, the federal government through the deficit, went from just a few thousand dollars a year to $1 trillion. And then from 1980 to 2005 or 2000, in one, we went from $1 trillion to $2 trillion, and from 2001 or around 2001 to 2005, we went to $2 trillion or $3 trillion. With that, we're taking a little break to pay for the network. Come back and visit here. We'll be right back in short. Pay the commission here.
We'll be right back. There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife-Frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
When was the last time you used Pure soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated Pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend pure soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Okay, welcome back, listeners. This is Drew Raines, former United States Marine, 1967 to 1977, sitting in for Jack McLam's show this evening. We have a little, we're going to have a little open lines and a little commentary here. One of the little commentaries I'd like to bring out up front is the fact that we've got a lot of partisan lawyers, and I'm not knocking all the lawyers out there. There are some good ones, but I haven't found too many good ones, and there are some good judges, and I haven't found too many of them. But I know they're there, and I know that they want to rule in the consequence of the constitutional rights and the Bill of Rights that we the people, and I know that they want, they need support, but they are afraid to move forward. We have lost our courts and we have lost our judiciary through a manipulation of some evil group of secret societies, so to speak, that have succulently taken over our country and the rule of law. And we need to stand up, like find out what the real truth is, because we're going downhill fast, and we're about to find out that the ship is sinking and all the rats are jumping off. Just today, I learned that the gentleman that headed up the Department of Customs, United States Customs and Border Protection, Robert C. Bonner, has retired or basically resigned. That leaves us, with a few departments that are now empty. With Mr. Brown leaving FEMA, the truth is starting to come out. People are starting to ask questions, and they need to wake up a little bit more and jump out there and learn what the full truth is. We've got too many lawyers who went to law school who shouldn't be in charge of Homeland Security, or shouldn't be in charge of FEMA, or shouldn't be in charge of Border Patrol. We need leaders who know what it's like to be out there in the fight. Why don't we have a Homeland Security in the first place? Do we really need a Homeland Security? That sounds like some communistic thing or British rule. We don't need all of this. We've got departments that are well-constructed that help the people, and we, the people, need to network. We have a great nation. We just need to stand up and say we're not going to take it anymore. We did it 225 years ago. It's about time for the buck to stop here and somebody to stand up. Now, where are those great leaders that we had 225 years ago? Much less, where did we have those great leaders that we had just 80 years ago? In the form of Smedley Darlington Butler, who stood up against the banksters, who led a fight all the way to the United States Congress to let the people of America and congressional leaders know that there were some evil people in banking by the name by last names of Bush and Gore. And we're not talking about Bush and Gore of today's society. We're talking about their grandfathers, who were attempting to move on taking over the White House. If you doubt what I say, in 2003 there was a movie put out that is a documentary. It's called The Corporation. I suggest that you take time to go by your local DVD rental store or tape rental store and rent this movie. If you have the money, buy the movie. It is probably one of the most intriguing, out-of-the-box movie that you can use to educate the neocon neighbor who is stuck in this realm that lawyers are God, and they know what the truth is, and that they will support you or help you, and they are the best people qualified to do a job, such as head of FEMA or head of Homeland Security, etc. We have a big-time problem in America when we've got police officers stealing and then other police officers standing up. Well, they were doing their job. They were probably moving police equipment from one building to another. I'm quoting from a police officer that did an interview in New Orleans. Of the 2,000 police officers on the police force, there's 1,700 of them actually work in the field. 258 of them deserted, as the police chief said. I don't think that a person deserts when he's in a city and there's 8 feet of water coming at his family, and he's trying to get out because he knows there's 20 feet of water coming, and then that 20 feet is going to get 30 feet, and it's going to inundate his home, and he needs to save his wife and his kids. Does a police officer desert when he's helping to save his immediate family? I don't think so. If he's not a professional soldier in a war zone, he is a police officer doing a job to protect and serve the people. And I'm sure that these officers probably helped to help protect and serve his next door neighbor, as well. And this evidence is out there. The chief of police of New Orleans has now resigned. Where's the pecking order? He resigned. When's Nagin going to resign? Nagin's got a home. He bought a new home in Dallas, Texas. The minute he signed the papers and bought that home and put his wife and children in that home, he became a citizen of Texas, not a citizen of Louisiana, and he shouldn't even be holding the office of mayor. Where are the people yelling and screaming that this man has now deserted his job or deserted his home and moved to another state? He owns a piece of property in Louisiana, but he moved his wife and kids to Dallas. Well, wait a minute here. I own property in Louisiana. I was born and raised in Louisiana, but that doesn't mean that I am a legal resident of the area. I have a home here in Arkansas. This is where I happen to be at the present time. My domicile is Louisiana. Mayor Nagin, I got a question for you. You moved your family out. My personal viewpoint, if you're not going to reside in New Orleans, how can you hold a job as the mayor of New Orleans? How can you say that 285 police officers didn't do their duty when they were trying to protect and save themselves, their family, and their neighbors? I got a good big-time question with all of that. I have a big-time question. Is finally, after 40 days, they're starting to investigate the corruption of the police department. But the corruption of the police department has been going on for 10 years, according to one of the newscasters who interviewed the public relations officer. She was a newscaster in New Orleans at WWL, and she uncovered 10 years ago the corruption in the police department, and they were supposed to have done away with it then. 10 years later, we still have it. That tells me that that Jack McLam was correct last night when he made the comment that the pecking order, you don't see any officers being prosecuted for the corruption at the prison in Iraq. If the officers who were in charge don't get prosecuted, but you can prosecute a lowly private PFC or sergeant, but you can't prosecute a second lieutenant, first lieutenant, captain, major, or general, I got a big-time problem. Where is the pecking order going to stop at? Are the lawyers protecting each other? Or do we have any honest lawyers out there who's going to stand up and say, hey, look, I want to protect this nation? Are there any lawyers or are there any judges out there that's going to stand up and say the buck stops here? Enough is enough. We're bleeding the poor. At some point, the collapse is going to come. That's why I suggest you read the movie, visualize the movie and rent this movie, The Corporation. My great-great-uncle is depicted in there. This is a live documentary, and he's depicted in there with his speeches about the takeover or the attempted takeover of the White House in the 1930s. And if it wasn't for his bravery, we would probably be speaking German today. With that, I know that we have some callers online, and I understand Jeff up in Massachusetts here from the land of Kennedys. Jeff, can you come on board? Are we still there?
Yes, sir. Now, you and Jack are an inspiration because of that hate crime bill. And when I heard about the hate crimes bill, I called up all the politicians on that roster of the judiciary, and I called up my two senators and told them not to pass this bill.
Way to go, guy!
That's number one. Number two, my main subject is about our constitutional foundation. I was talking to a teenage girl that I know, and she's going to college, one of the Ivy League colleges, to study law. And the crap the professors teach, I think that the colleges are more of a cult than the Jehovah Witnesses. That's a fact.
The universities and colleges that the founding fathers that created our nation, who put their lives and their fortunes on the line for what we had at that time, was the Articles of Confederation, which was really the Articles of Confederation are the real rights of the people. Not to disparage the Constitution, but the Constitution was a corporate document to allow the 13 colonies to or the 14 states later on, because Vermont became a state in the Union right after the Constitution was ratified. It was a reasoning to do business with the rest of the world, which the Articles of Confederation did not give the power to the government of the United States, at which time their seat of office was in New York City.
Well,
we got to take a break there, Jeff. I'm going to hold you over, and we'll come right back. I hear the music there, Jeff. You're right on point. I really appreciate it. I want to hear some more. Ladies and gentlemen, we got to pay for the time. Our advertisers, support our advertisers. We'll be right back in a couple of minutes.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Pain medication can't heal the cause of your pain. But what if the pain is so great as to make it unbearable without it? Listen to the results of one 44-year-old man.
My name is John Frey. I have fibromyalgia and was taking 12 to 14 Ultram tablets a day just to try to stay pain-free. I also had headaches, which would incapacitate me. I also had severe allergies and was dealing with arthritis, which set in after 2 compression fractures. After just 3 weeks on Cocoon GH, I noticed my pain was gone, and I no longer needed to take the Ultram anymore. My headaches disappeared, and my allergies are virtually gone. My energy level has increased, and I feel better today than I have in 15 years. My graying hair has also started to darken, and a bald spot on my head has started to grow hair again. My wife got on Cocoon GH, and after only 8 days, a lower back pain that she had suffered with for 14 years has gone away permanently. She no longer takes Celebrex. Thanks for such a wonderful product.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-6833. That's 888-988-6833.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also a 1-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Gentlemen, we're coming back up after that little break. We had to support our advertisers, and we hope that you all are taking their names and their numbers down. We know they're out there. We know that they're you need to know that they're the ones that support this program. And for Jack McLamb at AnaBet, those of you that need to know that he has some great videos up there, and his phone number at the office Monday through Friday is area code 208-935-7852. I highly recommend that you protect your assets and your livelihoods. He has a fantastic trust that he asked for a little donation. The trust has already been fought in the courts and has been won in the favor of those who hold that trust. I highly suggest that if you have a large amount of assets and you want to protect them, that trust is the way to go. And you can find out more about that trust from Carol at Aid and Abet Police and Military Newsletter Organization there in Kemi, Idaho. Again, that phone number is area code 208-935-7852. With that said, Jeff, come on back in here. Let's wrap you up there, guy.
Oh, yes, indeed. Now here's my simple story, which is, as I was talking to this woman about the Constitution, I said that that I'm an originalist. I believe in the original intent of the Founding Fathers. I was talking about the Fourth Amendment, free speech. I mean, basically, my main thing was the Fourth Amendment and the Second Amendment. And you know what she said? She said, the Constitution is a living, breathing document that does change with age. Back then, they believed in slaves. And she said, in the Constitution, it says that a black man is two-thirds of a human being. I said to her, it does not say that in the Constitution. It says, it might say that in the Plessy versus Ferguson case, but it does not say that in the Constitution.
No, and you're very right. And the Constitution is a living, breathing document that the founders they actually dwelled on the slavery issue in the 1770s, and it needs to be educated out that even George Washington had a number of slaves, as well as Thomas Jefferson. But the big point is that on their deathbed, they gave written freedom to all of their slaves. And you must also remember that there were slaves in 1770s, 1780s, and 1790s that were white slaves, as they were called.
Indentured servants.
As they were indentured servants, and the vast majority of them were indentured servant women from the prisons of England. And they were bought by the plantation owners to work in the households as nannies and cooks and cleaning personnel.
So let me wrap this up with a very simple fact. Our future is going to be where the Constitution will be shredded and the rules will be written by magic marker on a magic blackboard, and the government will say, we don't like you, you're going to a camp.
Well,
that's it. We don't like you, you're going to a camp.
Jeff, I agree with that. We have these camps have been formed back in the 60s. There was an article in Look magazine in 1968, the May issue, about the concentration camps of America. And that those of you that don't have a copy of it, it can be found. I actually have a copy about the concentration camps around the United States. And you're exactly right there, Jeff. I really appreciate your input. You're able to foresee that, and you're educated. I hope and pray that you continue your network and you can educate that neighbor.
God bless you, sir. I do try. Thank you.
I have Rita on the phone, I believe, from Texas. And we can bring her up. Oh, she dropped off? Oh, well, I'm sorry, Rita. We would have liked to have heard your comments. I really enjoy women calling into all the shows because we need more women to get involved in networking out here amongst the patriots. I'm going to move back on to my little tirade here that I have against, it's not really against Judge Michael Chertoff. It is statements of facts about Judge Michael Chertoff. Judge Michael Chertoff was sworn in as the second secretary of the Department of Homeland Security on February the 15th of 2005. Where did Chertoff come from? Well, he was the assistant attorney general for the criminal division of the Department of Justice. As an assistant attorney general, he helped trace the 9/11 terrorists. Well, wait a minute here. That's like calling the fox in the hen house the fox. He's married himself into the Bush administration, or the Republican administration, back in the 90s. In 1994, he was an assistant on the Whitewater investigation of President Clinton of that day. And as you very well know, nothing really came out of it other than he was found guilty of an illicit affair, and the United States Senate did not vote him as an impeachment. He was impeached by the Congress, but the Senate, who had the final vote, did not believe that he should be fully removed from office. With that, we have another little short one-minute break, and we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. We have to pay the advertisers.
listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
The show's moving along pretty fast. Welcome back to the Jack McClam Show. Obviously, Jack is on a little daily routine with to take a day off. He had to run his wife over to a hospital appointment. And this is Drew Raines in Little Rock, Arkansas, sitting in for the show. One quote before we go back over here to the calls. I'm quoting Matthew Reese of the Weekly Standard. He specifically makes this nice little comment that Michael Chertoff, chief counsel to the Senate Whitewater Committee, can make smart people look stupid. I'm going to quote that one more time. Michael Chertoff, chief counsel to the Senate Whitewater Committee, can make smart people look stupid, unquote. He said that in the summer of 1995. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got too many lawyers doing jobs that they're not qualified for. They're qualified because they went to school, to law school. Does that give them qualifications to run the organizations of Homeland Security? No, 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 no. I'm sorry. I disagree. 100%. And I feel that most of you also disagree. It is my great-great-uncle Smedley Butler said back in 1935, he felt that the troops that sat in the trenches ought to receive the same pay that the the president and chief executive officers of corporations should receive instead of the chief executive officers receiving hundreds of dollars a day, where the troops in the trenches received $84 a month, and a CEO at that particular time you received a salary between $3,000 to $5,000 a month. And that was $3,000 to $5,000 a month in World War II was an extremely amount of money. Let's have our caller back on the line. I think we got whether Jeff in Texas. John in Arizona. Okay, John in Arizona. We got, John?
Hey, Drew, how are you?
One day at a time, sir. God's blessed me with another day of life.
Well, I was going to ask you, you're pretty well connected to the Marine Corps still, aren't you?
Well, I'm not connected to the Corps itself, but I have former Marines. I shouldn't say former. We're all active. We're not active duty Marines, but we're Marines until we die.
Yeah.
But,
well,
you know, all they don't want to send us up to heaven because then we guard the gates and won't let them in.
Right. Well, I understand. I was in the Navy, so I understand 100%.
Oh, well, yeah. You understand the seagoing bellhops.
You guys don't like to admit it, but I worked with a Marine detachment while I was in the service.
Oh, I got news for you. My medic was an E-5 Navy corpsman, and God bless him. I mean, he pulled a couple of bullets out of my rear end.
Yeah, I'm sure he did. Hey, I got a question for you in reference to Kevin Burns, General Burns.
Yes, sir, Burns?
Yes. Do you know what happened with him?
What do you mean to reflect to what?
Well, I know the neocons let him go about 3 weeks ago.
Yes, sir.
Supposedly it was for some type of sexual indiscretion or something like that.
Yes, sir.
But, you know, I don't, from what I've heard is, and what I've read, is that he was very much opposed to what's going on over in the Middle East, in addition to NORTHCOM. Actually recruiting several thousand mercenaries into the United States Army as well as the Marine Corps. Do you know anything about that?
I don't know of the NORTHCOM hiring any mercenaries into the military specifically. I do know this for a fact. NORTHCOM is extremely upset of the leadership in Washington, D.C., because they are totally 100% responsible for the protection of the southern part borders of America in the terms of helping any destruction that comes in by nature, i.e. the hurricanes, for instance. NORTHCOM sent specific orders out to the USS Iwo Jima to follow Katrina as it came into the Gulf, and it did so. Now, as being in the Navy back, I don't know how. When did you get out of the Navy?
Actually, right after the first Gulf War.
Okay, well then, you know that the Navy has vessels in which they can convert seawater to drinking water.
Yes.
And Iwo Jima can produce enough drinking water for the population, at that time, for the full population of New Orleans.
I see.
We're talking about the population before it was evacuated.
Right.
And NORTHCOM ordered that ship in to the Gulf and to follow Katrina all the way up. Now, this relates directly to Chertoff, who had the full power. As in his job function, he had the full federal official power to mobilize a massive federal response to Hurricane Katrina, but he didn't do so. He didn't move squat. And Knight Rider news media has done extensive amount of reporting on that. And even before the storm struck the Gulf Coast, Chertoff could have ordered federal agencies into action, and he sat on his hands did nothing.
I think that was by design, Drew. But
yes, sir.
Here's what my concern is. I've read in the Newswatch magazine, which is put out down there in Texas somewhere.
Newswatch?
Yeah, Newswatch magazine. It's a Christian magazine.
I'll have to look that one up. I haven't heard of it.
It said that General Burns, it didn't come out and say, but it said that they let two generals go 3 weeks ago, and I know one of them was Kevin Burns.
Yes, sir.
And it said because they were upset with the fact that they were recruiting foreign mercenaries into NORTHCOM, and it basically said that NORTHCOM was the arm of the military that would implement martial law in the United States. It said that they were strategically placing these foreign mercenaries throughout the United States in the event of martial law.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, John. I will look into that a little bit more because I was totally taken back by the resignation of today of the commanding officer of the Border Patrol. And that kind of blew me away. Now, Customs does not have, they have a second in command, as we all know how the military operates. You just don't, resign and nobody's in charge. But the leader of Customs and the Border Patrol resigned today. He leaves office sometime in the next 7 to 10 days, primarily because of his stance for the American people to stand up with the Minutemen. And George Bush called the Minutemen nothing but vigilantes.
Yeah.
And NORTHCOM does have strategic power to move military assignments to the border with Mexico, and if there's any truth to that, that definitely needs to get out to the American people real fast, because we don't need mercenaries. Our problem in America right now is we don't have Americans who believe in freedom and justice and leave me alone. Meaning, let me live on my land and my home and raise my family my way. We have gotten to a point where too many people are looking for handouts.
Mm-hmm.
And pay me or whatever, and we're allowing the government or the city or a county or a parish to come in and take over people's homes and move them out.
Yeah, well, what do you think it's going to take to get our constitutional republic back?
Quite honestly, as a former Marine, I actually see a civil war brewing, and much like if you read the newspapers of 1850 to 1860, where Calhoun, if you know who Vice President Calhoun was under Buchanan, he foresaw a civil war in 1852, and this is something I have been feeling for about 10 years. I don't think we can take America back peacefully. I pray every night. I get up in the morning and pray that we can. Mm-hmm. But in all honesty, I think we're going to be pushed to a point where they're going to start rounding people up. They're going to attempt to control the Internet via the United Nations. And it's going to take people that are networking with each other to bring forth evidence and proof of what's going on. And then we're going to be in a little shootout with these mercenaries, as you call them.
Well, Drew, I happen to agree with you. I've been reading Colonel Donald Grand Prix's book, The Barbarians Inside the Gates. And I'm sure you're well aware of
the Grand Prix. You got it. And one of the biggest programs that hit the news media the idiot box back in the 80s was a movie called MacGyver. Remember that program?
Mm.
All through that program for over 5 years, Dean Anderson showed Americans how to create explosives from things underneath the countertop.
Yeah.
Meaning in the kitchen and the bathroom.
Yeah, well, I agree with you on your issue of a revolution here in this country. And actually, Mr. Colonel Don de Grand Prix, in his book that I've been reading, says the same exact thing.
I sit down and pray every night, and I get up in the morning and pray that we don't get to that point. But I have I've read the book. We win in the end, but
right.
In the process, from that little letter that our father gave us, we still have to endure and stand and fight.
I agree.
Thank you for the call there, John. I got Grandpa Frank Whalen's grandpa on the phone here. I know he's calling in from Minnesota. Grandpa, what you got to say here?
Well, here's what I have to say, Semper Fi, first of all, for us former Marines.
Yes, sir.
And I do have some relatives out in Maryland at Annapolis, but and they are Marines also, which is pretty exciting. But I wanted to say earlier this evening, a couple of attorneys called in, which I thought was pretty exciting.
Wasn't that fantastic? We have judges and lawyers calling in to John Stadtmuller's show to give praise to the network and the truth that's going out there. That gives me a little hope that there are some judges and some lawyers who want real rule of law and real truth back in our society.
But we have to be careful because I'm going to turn the clock back about 10, 11 years. Living in Colorado, we had a state senator by the name of Charles Duke.
Yes, sir.
And Charles Duke was the founder and promoter of the 10th Amendment resolution in Colorado. And he went around the country, and I think he got 20-some states to support the 10th Amendment resolution that was given to Congress, telling Congress to leave the states alone. And I went to a couple of the seminars, powerful.
I went to one here in Arkansas.
Oh, did you really?
Yes, sir.
Well, what happened to Charles Duke?
I don't know. I mean, he was making headway. He was attempting to bring back the constitutional educational performance of the 10th Amendment, that the states have rights and they are separated from the federal government. I listened to his seminar. I actually drove all the way over to Memphis and listened to his seminar a second time.
Well,
with the Mississippi militia group there, and he was very excited about talking in Memphis and getting a large group of people, which Mississippi was one of those states that immediately got wrapped up, as well as Tennessee.
Well, you mentioned the militia groups. Here's what I understand what happened. His supporters were the militia groups and a lot of people that were outside the system. And when it came time for the re-election, a lot of his people didn't have the privilege of voting because they were outside the system.
That's right. And that's why that show that John Stadtmuller did the 2 hours before today's show with Jack is so important. We as a citizens have to understand we've got to take America back, and we've got to do it under the rule of law, and we have to use their rules to go after them and win with their rules. And the two gentlemen that were on John Stadtmuller's show are so fantastic, and I hope and pray that they do a Saturday show. And John did say that he was expanding the network, and maybe they will have a show in which we as Americans can bring forth some truth back. Grandpa, I want you to take note of a CD that I'd like for you to go out and rent. It's called The Corporation. I'd like for you to get that and pass it around those friends of yours that are realtors and real estate people. I know that you're in with the RE/MAX Associates up there in North Branch, Minnesota. And I'd like for you to pass that around. You can probably sway some people over to your side of thinking there, sir.
Where do you get that, the corporation from?
You can get on the internet, on your broadband, and just type up movie. Or put documentary and then a dash, and then put in quotations the corporation. This is a documentary that came out in 2003. Okay, and
the corporation is spelled out.
The corporation, the
okay
corporation.
Cool.
Okay, and now, it's a discussion that began from the 18th century America legal decisions that the business corporation's organizational model is legally a person. And it became a dominant economic, political, social force around the globe. And this is all documented there. And my great-great-uncle is actually depicted there with a live session in Congress. And I think that Renee in North Carolina, she found this little movie and told me about it. And I think it's one of the greatest things out there that we all need to watch.
Well, I'm going to look it up and I'm going to watch it. But back on Charles Duke, he disappeared. I know that.
Well, there's been a number of patriots in the 90s that have disappeared. Linda Thompson disappeared. I don't know if you know who she was.
Yeah, I remember her name.
And I've got a number of her videos and written papers.
Well, the point is when we get some leaders out there that are fearless, like Linda was and or Charles Duke, we really need to support and try to protect those people.
And I agree with you 100%, and it all has to do with networking. We as Americans need to network. We need to help each other. We need to know how what your talents are to help you keep stay alive and get the truth out, and what my talents are. I may not be able to bake an apple pie, but I can fix a car. I may not be able to sew up my trousers, but I can dadgum well repair the electrical work in a house and help people convert their homes to total electric and pull electricity from the sunshine as a solar power. And I'm sure there's a lot of talents that you have, such as you can fly a plane. There's a thing. That's what this is all about. It's about networking and learning what the truth is and protecting your assets. By the way, I want you to also get in touch at your first convenience with Officer Jack McLam and see what you can do about getting that video on sheriffs out to your local sheriff.
I already did.
Okay, you already done that?
Yeah, he's already got it. And I also gave it to the chief of police, and I asked him after he had viewed it one day. And I said, what'd you think? And he says, looks a little extreme to me.
I heard that. Well, I appreciate your call. I appreciate your call, Grandpa. And come back and call in to Jack's show another day. We got to take a break here to pay the advertisers. Ladies and gentlemen, come back to us in just a minute. This, we'll wrap up the show. The Tailhook's coming down. God bless you.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
For over a year and a half, I have lived with a foot disorder called tarsal tunnel syndrome. My feet became numb with severe aching in my ankles. Additionally, my calves ached. I would have severe shooting pains in my feet, especially at night. While trying to sleep, I would literally cry from the pain that my feet were going through. My podiatrist suggested several different treatments, but could not assure me of any relief. My son told me about Cocoon GH. He assured me that the Cocoon products did what they claimed they would do, and after just 2 weeks, using Cocoon GH Extra Strength, my calves and the shooting pains in my feet started to go away. But best of all, I have the feeling back in the heel half of my feet. This GH has literally saved my life. I now get up each morning and hit the floor running. Additionally, my blood pressure is now 120 over 80, the lowest it's been in 30 years.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325.
This is Christine with another Bring 'Em Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'Em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. The Tailhook's coming down. We're going to wrap the show up. Reed, I want to bring you in real fast, see if we can get both you and the next caller in this last few minutes. Are you there, Rita?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
I appreciated your comments that you didn't think that there was going to be a peaceful resolution of the situation here, and I agree with you. When the blind lead the blind, everybody falls into the pit. The Bible talks about my people perish because they do not know.
Yes, ma'am.
And I was struck by your comment about secret organizations.
Secret societies?
Yes. And I think I personally believe if there is a revolution, that there will be a rounding up of all the Freemasons and Jews that are in this country.
Yes, ma'am.
And I say that because my interest was piqued about Freemasonry when I was listening to some kind of an interview with Alex Jones. They are a secret society. And I don't see people coming out anymore to be loud and clear because, sir, when they come out loud and clear, they're a perfect target for assassination. And so what I'm seeing is that when the people get enough and when the revolution does take place, then the people that are involved will know who their enemy is.
Yes, and that's why they're running around as rats jumping the ship, and you're seeing them move their paper money around the world, but that paper money is not going to be worth the paper it's wrote on.
Well, they're protecting each other also, sir, because you have Freemasons in Congress, you have them in the police.
They take an oath of office, and like right here in Pulaski County, Arkansas, there isn't a judge in this county that's not a member of the Freemasonry or the Skull and Bones.
Well, they're arrogant, and I'll be glad when they become humbled.
And I'm on your side, 100%. You're talking to the choir. And, Rita, I really appreciate you calling in. I hear you call into the other shows, and I really appreciate your comments on Frank Whalen's in the morning. Please call us back, okay?
Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you, too, Rita. And let's bring up that last caller before the tailhook. You there?
Is that me, Drew?
Yes, you.
All right. Hey, I just wanted to say real quick, since I heard Rita call in, I know she used to live in Austin because we used to hear her call into Alex Jones' show all the time. So
yeah.
Good to hear you, Rita. Anyway, reason I called is I heard you talking about the corporation, and if Frank Grandpa would like a copy of that movie, I can mail him one free of charge. Just if he's listening, send me an email or anyone else that wants one at seeitasitis@hotmail.com, and I'll get one in the mail to you.
Slow it down, Jeff. Just spell that out.
C-S-E-E-S-E-E-I-T-I-T-A-S-A-S-I-T-I-P. T is in tango.
Oh, T-I-T.
Yeah.
Okay.
I-S. It's see it as it is.
See it. Okay. S-E-E as it is.
See it as it is. Just like it sounds.
At Hotmail?
At hotmail.com.
Okay, I will get in touch with Stan and make sure that he knows what's going on, okay?
Cool, appreciate it. Hey, Semper, Drew.
Semper Fi guy, God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to leave you here with a comment from Jack. I want you to know that Jack McLam has this video for your local sheriff and your chief of police, and if you can, get in touch with them at area code 208-935-7852. That's 208-935-7852, and get the video on sheriffs presented to your local county sheriff or parish sheriff, as well as the chief of police of the cities that you live in. It may be, if they're so neocon wrapped up in the evil society, they're going to at least get an eye-opener of the truths. And that's what it's really all about, is let them know what the truth is. Maybe they won't have a good night's sleep tomorrow night if we were to give it to them tomorrow morning. And we also want to make sure that we all pray tonight for Jack McLam and his wife, and see that they are well in organizational. And tomorrow evening, I hope and pray that Jack comes back on the show. God bless you for listening for the show. God bless you for the support of RBN. At your earliest convenience, tune in to franklyspeakingradio.com. God bless you. Good night.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to
Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.